This morning's prayers are based on the Celtic tradition, which is steeped in nature and creation. God's amazing work is so clear for us to see as we marvel at the beauty of this area as springtime unfolds in the warm sunshine of recent days. To prepare us for this time of prayer, we weave a silence onto our lips. We weave a silence into our minds. We weave a silence within our hearts. We close our ears to distractions. We close our eyes to attractions. We close our hearts to temptations. Calm us, O Lord, as you stilled the storm. Still us, O Lord. Keep us from harm. Let all the tumult within us cease. Enfold us, Lord, in your peace. We pray for your church, for archbishops, bishops, priests, deacons, and the lay ministry. We pray for the chaplains who work in our prisons, hospitals, schools, and the armed forces. We pray for the missionaries who live in different areas throughout the world to spread your word. Heavenly Father, transform the lives of all those who profess your name. Grant us confidence, direction, commitment, and such joy in our hearts that we are overflowing with a desire to share our good news. Lord of my heart, give me vision to inspire me, that working or resting, I may always think of you. Lord of my heart, give me light to guide me, that at home or abroad, I may always, always walk in your way. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for your world and the beauty of creation. Creator of life and light, we praise you for the world you have made to be our home and for everything you have given us so richly to enjoy. We thank you for the changing seasons and the abundant signs of spring with its vitality and freshness, new growth and new hope. We enjoy the lighter, warmer days, the abundance of flowers in gardens and hedgerows, the joy of birdsong, and the certainty that summer will follow. Give us always thankful hearts for these your gifts. Help us to treasure and guard the world's rich resources and to share its wealth with the impoverished nations. Help us to treasure the soil, air, and water so that we may not exploit them or pollute them for our own profit or convenience. Help us to cherish these necessities for our survival and guide those in authority to ensure that the human spirit may not be starved in pursuit of material comfort and wealth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those people who are going through a difficult time, whether through illness, stress, a breakdown in relationships, financial worries, or depression. We pray for those known only to us. And for Janet Tsai, Jack Bazard, John Creese, Peter Eggleton, Joan Deverell, Hilary Woolgar, and Joan Cooper. This is a prayer for ourselves and for all those who need our prayers at this time. As the rain hides the stars, as the autumn mist hides the hills, happenings of my lot hide the shining of thy face from me. Yet, if I may hold thy hand in the darkness, it is enough, since I know that though I may stumble in my going, thou dost not fall. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those people who have died in recent days, and for your comfort and blessing on their grieving families and friends. We pray for Irene Johnson, Eileen Rose, and Tony Davis. Father, we remember our loved ones who have died and are greatly missed, even though many months or years have passed. From the Book of Remembrance, we name Ruth Fuller, Tony Rogers, Lois Grujon, and Hilary Clokey. As the moorland pool images the sun, so in our hours of self-giving, thou shinest on us, and we mirror thee to men. But of the other land, our heaven to be, we have no picture at all. Only we know that thou art there, and Jesus the door, and the welcome of each faithful one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray that you will work through us and this church. Each day is a new gift, and you provide new opportunities for us to serve you. Make us always ready to respond and cheerfully obey your calling. Grant us perception, patience, and courage, so that through our lives, others may catch some glimpse of your love. Lord, take this song and fill it with your presence. Let it bring a word of hope to weary, careful hearts. Take this song and fill it, Lord, fill it with yourself. Lord, take my life and fill it with your praises. Let me speak a word of peace that Jesus brings in me. Take this life and fill it, Lord, fill it with yourself. Lord, take this place and fill it with your blessing. Let it be a haven where the poor in spirit sing. Take this place, Lord, fill it with your praise. And finally, we pray to our wonderful Creator God for reassurance during the busy week ahead. As the ripples of the river glance up to the light, let your heart glance up to me in little looks of love, very often through the day. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.